would just, be under yeah. inspection view.
Yeah.
So your email said that it would have to be 5 or more different
renters. Different renters.
Different.
One, a different renter for each bedroom. Is how he sent the email to me from the health department.
State or
local.
Local. And that's their definition. Craig. Craig Rhodes.
That don't make sense, really. Mm-hmm.
Well, when it gets that size, then it turns into a motel.
Then it's a motel.
And it's not
a
special
one in town, but the state got involved, but it's one property.
It's one property.
So a little family could rent it.
Right.
It would still require state inspection.
Because of the size or because of the size?
Because there's more properties. That's what I was asking.
Do they just rent that to one, as one rental agreement?
Could, but the state is still inspecting it.
Huh. Anything over six or five bedrooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably.
But that's what he is told, and that's what he sent to us. I don't know if the city of Branson would have some different kind of code.
No, because we contract with county, and then they notify the state.
Right.
We don't get involved with that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a little different.
When the fire department looks at these things from nightly rental, I'm sure they're looking at egress and things like that. Do they look at things like railings and other safety issues?
I really have no idea. We don't have a building code. So.
No, we don't have a building code.
Out in the county, it's just like, you know, getting barred the door.
Yeah. Of course, you guys have the ability to add different things. I'll remind you if you see something specific.
Engel has mentioned that he checks egress, like windows.
Right.
I don't know that he looks at railing or anything like that.
I never have heard him mention it. Yeah, it is.
What about the fire suppression? I mean, you've talked to them evidently. What do they do about that?
They have their own enforcement that they do. You would have to address that with.
Well, see, we haven't done that, and that is the biggest concern I have, is that the fire department, whoever does those inspections, it needs to be the same every time to every house.
And that defaults back to the chief?
The chief,
really?
Right.
Yeah.
And we have no hold on him, evidently. And really no contact.
Not with the chief.
Yeah. I mean, since we're going to look at another 2,500 of these things, I think we ought to have a good handle on how they're inspected.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Of course, our rules just say what their rules are.
I mean, really.
Yeah, you're right. Good luck.
I know.
But we're going to be the ones okaying these things, and then somebody burns up in one, and then they say, oh, geez, well, Kane County agreed to that. Planning and zoning okay.
We agreed to it.
Well, I'd have something in the file that said the fire district has their approval. They have a check off.
The fire district that does it, all we do is, does it complete?
Yes or no.
But that's just about like saying there's a man killed the other night that got run over in Walnut Shade on a public highway. You going to blame the highway department?
Highway department for building the road.
Yeah. I mean, same difference.
Yeah, it is.
They do.
They try.
Oh, yeah, they.
They do try.
Call Brad Bradshaw.
That's right.
Or Aaron Sachs.
I make a motion we adjourn.
I second it.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.